I think like people should pay for the show, you know, or if like they come out with like a vinyl and people want to collect it,
yeah,
and that's what people should pay for.
Yeah.
But I think that music should be free.
Based on Dom's loose attitude about giving away their music, you might expect a lack of ambition from the Garage Rock Quartet. But Dom, led by the frontman whose name they've borrowed for the band, aspires to the greatness of fellow first-name-only artist Madonna. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Back in April of last year, Dom released their debut EP, a 10-inch record that they modestly called Sun-Bronzed Greek Gods. At around 20 minutes, it's a concentrated dose of fuzzy garage pop with surf rock undertones, and the digital version earned the band some buzz and a national tour supporting Ratatat last fall. Since then, Dom has stayed busy with recent projects featuring Passion Pit and superstar MC Gucci Mane. And although the version of Sun-Bronzed Greek Gods that's out now from the band's label Astroworks is remixed and remastered, the original EP was recorded in Eric the Bassist's bedroom in the band's hometown of Worcester, Massachusetts, something Dom told the alternate side's Elise Ali a little more about when they talked with her in Studio A.
There's like five major colleges where we live, and when the kids are gone, we have like nothing to do, and we were like snowed in, so pretty much like my days consisted of like making rap beats all day, and then Bobby's in his room usually like on his MIDI keyboard, and you know, Eric's like, you know, goofing around all the time, and he's a shredhead, so he's up in his room. It's really cool because we jam separately and then we all come together and we jam. And but yeah, it usually comes together pretty easily.
Nice. I've heard you guys say that your goal was to be the Madonna of garage rock.
Yeah.
You want to explain that a little bit?
I don't know. We're a garage rock band, and I've always loved Madonna.
She's
I don't know.
Cool.
Madonna's pretty epic. I mean, she has like a legacy, and like she's got a lot of hits. It's like, put that on a party playlist, and it's like, sure thing, people are gonna dance.
Yeah.
So, I think we want to be that band. It's on the party playlists.
Nice.
You know, 30, 40 years from now.
Madonna's gone through a bunch of different, like...
Reinvented herself?
Yeah.
A bunch. Yeah, we might do that as well. We might go through a glam phase.
Yeah.
Who knows? Right now, we just wear a lot of flannel.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Madonna phase?
I don't know. Like a virgin, I guess. Because, I don't know, it's like sort of like the breakout. So it's usually the coolest with most artists, mm-hmm. is the breakout.
Live version of Crazy Girl from Dom. Thanks to our producer, Wyme Sussman. And to hear more from Dom, visit thealternateside.org.